was the reason for that. And I was really shocked to find out that it's because they were getting sued.
What?
Yeah. Because
seriously?
Yeah, wow. Because there were so many restaurants that were using it as a component of a flaming beverage, like baked Alaska or something mm-hmm. else, or a flaming tiki drink or something like that.
That they were stuff on fire.
They were constantly getting sued, and so they decided that instead of fighting litigation, they just removed the entire product, off the market. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. So that happened, way after I stopped drinking it. But I always, I have this moment of going, if I wonder what I went back to that, how would it taste? So, and I'm,
how do you feel?
Would it taste better than this?
with rum? That would be interesting. We'll try that experiment after.
But without the aspartame also.
Without the aspartame.
Well, but also with 151, I'm pretty sure it'd be more than
5%. Just a wee bit, so
15.
I think we need to rate this and move on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I mean, I think it was better than the other two.
I'm just going to have to step it up because of the homage, back to my youth. So
Mike wants to rate it a 4.
So. Sure. All right. Hey, so if
this would have been real hard Mountain Dew, not zero sugar, I would have given it a 4.
Yeah.
I would at least go on 3, but we're going
2.
I want that award-winning Mountain Dew.
Okay. So far we've had...
Them suds boys give it a good rate.
A 4 Loco and 2 hard Mountain Dews. And now...
So green.
We are getting into some form of fluorescence.
I think Dave just took all the Boots Farm, stuck it in these cans.
This is a nuclear waste green.
Yeah. This is like...
This is moonshine green. Oh, yeah.
That slime from Nickelodeon green.
Just
fake gosh.
Green apple.
Okay. This is just not right.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Wow. That is so sweet.
This is very
so sweet.
It's sweet
and
sour.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Jolly Rancher City all the way.
It is. Exactly.
Ugh. Nailed it. Nailed it.
Oh, I think I lost a layer of my tongue. we'll be back in just a minute.
There's more?
Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a summer of questionable decisions.
Oh, man.
And this...
My stomach hurts.
Really is. Today, if you're just joining us, hi. The best is yet to come.
I hope.
I would love to think that's true.
And today is a gas station grab bag. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we can rate the green goo and go on.
Oh, but you have to see the green goo.
We got to discuss the green goo a minute.
Gosh.
Yes, we do.
But let's rate it, and then we'll look at it.
Yes, rate it, and then we will look at it. And
so we're going 4.
Yeah, we thought
3.
We were going up, but we're going down again. Yeah.
We're going 1.
Sinking to the bottom.
What if you blend this with the pink one?
And so if you're just tuning in, we went to the gas station. We grabbed a few malt beverage type of things.
That were all prominently displayed right in the front in the cooler section.
Yeah, they are. And we put them in a paper bag and we don't know what's what until after we do this reveal. And the reveal on this one is Johnny Bootlegger Alcatraz Sour Apple.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you really had to dig deep to find out what Dave.
No, man, they were like right in front. They were like
right by the register,
right in the door of the cooler section.
And it's 10% ABV.
Oh my God.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so there's no escaping the legend of Johnny Bootlegger. There are hundreds of stories about why Johnny is a legend. And each one of them is 100% true blue, all-American, according to Hoyle fact. What is according to Hoyle?
I don't know, man.
Okay. It all started during the 20s after Prohibition went into effect, and everyone from fancy fellas,
she's really going to read this,
debutante dames to boardwalk grifters and dime store floozies.
Yeah.
Hey, we're catching everyone here.
So there's a whole website, whole deal around this thing, and I think they spent all their money on marketing.
Yeah, that's why there's ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Yeah. My teeth hurt.
Yeah.
Right, so anyways, so Johnny was an entrepreneur, and there it is.
And there's about 8 flavors of this.
So I keep thinking about, you know, the decisioning process of how these, you know, products get picked. And there's always that one person in the group that walks into the gas station and they're like, you know what? We should get something. We're not quite at the beach, you know, or the cabin or wherever they're headed, you know. And they're standing in front of the cooler. And it's always, you know, like the person that shouldn't be picking anything.
They always are the ones that have the money. Who gets sent into the store.
Or, you know, it's they're deflecting away from something. It's like, you know what? I don't want beer. I'm on vacation. I want something that is light and fruity and exciting, you know?
Yeah.
And says, oh my God, you're pregnant.
And it's in a wow.
I just feel like these are people that are looking to get drunk for the least money as possible.
I think there's a big component of that. Yeah,
You know, liquor is quicker.
but here's the like, you know, if you can't, you're it's a lot easier and to find convenience stores than liquor stores.
She literally has these in brown paper bags. Yeah. If you're hearing all the crumpling in the background.
But I mean, if you think about it, like, so the Johnny Bootlegger looks like it's in a little flask, right? So that's going to have a certain kind of appeal to people, like, oh, I'll keep it in my pocket or, you know, whatever.
I mean, I don't know if the fluorescent green does it, but yeah, the glass bottle that looks like a flask that you would have, you know.
I'm interested in these alleged stories because I just checked Wikipedia for Johnny Bootlegger and I can't find any evidence.
Can't find this.
So he's a really, really undercover dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny
Bootlegger. He must be.
Well, you can't have a criminal empire if, you know, you're easy to catch.
Yeah, but my question is, do you guys have that friend that would instigate, you know, buying one of these beverages? Because it wouldn't be any of us. We're walking in the gas station. We're looking at two born-on dates
children,
and walking
Mike.
Out.
I don't hang out with children or skaters, you know.
All right. Moving on. Let's go to another fine beverage and a fine shade of pink.
We're back to pink.
Yeah, pink. A little bit of fake cherry going on.
This is like cotton candy. This is just so nasty.
Oh, yeah. A little cotton candy going on with that for sure.
Honestly, and maybe it's just coming off the Johnny Bootlegger
stuff.
This
is what they use in the hospital to obscure whatever medicine
I agree with you, Dave.
Yeah.
This one drinks better than any of the ones we've had yet.
Yeah.
Oh, this one tastes like Boone's Farm.
This one has a little more carbonation to it, so it's kind of making things a little more lively.
Yeah.
Do you get the aspartame?
I do.
Yeah.
I am feeling
it's not as pronounced.
I don't think it's
there.
Yeah, I don't think it comes out as
much. I think with every sip, I feel a portion of my sommelier, you know, certification, you know, shredding.
Going down the drain.
Yes.
What's the matter, Mike? What's the matter, Mike? Can't identify the terroir here.
I can't figure out if this is Tuesday at 1 o'clock or Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
10 a.m. or 10:05.
Yeah.
Sure.
Was this Larry's shift?
Yeah.
This one's
now if they barrel aged.
Oh my gosh. Just what I didn't think they could. So this one is sweet and sour.
Yeah.
It's a little tart.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sweet up front.
I can't believe even I'm distinguishing those things.
It has some balance. It has some balance.
Balance of what?
You're doing what, you're doing what we pay you to do, Mike. You're breaking down the flavor components.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think the residual.
Such a professional,
I think
huh?
the RSM off is, you know, the residual sugar is, you know, probably.
It went down the wrong pipe.
Right. Yeah. You don't want this to go down the wrong pipe. Yeah, the I think you could taste this well into next week, you know, without even having another sip. Oh my gosh, this is so bad.
Yeah, it kind coats of, the gums and just wants to stay
kind of
there.
Burns a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. All right. So,
no guesses on what this is other than a bad choice on a Wednesday.
I'm still saying it's the best of the flight so far.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
God. I mean, that's like saying, you know, who's the.
The prettiest waitress at Waffle House.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Banned once again.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So. There's no
standard
smothered
ever. You're not getting anything covered in smothered ever. Oh, Kendall, they're just going to.
Oh, you might get smothered.
I know where you're from. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're one of them suds boys.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a situation here at table 14.
Oh, so I'm pretty sure I know what this one is, but.
How are we going to rate this?
Exactly. I would kill
three?
Man.
Oh. Going three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Subs rating of three.
It's just so
and
bad.
The beautiful Whoa. Reveal. Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
Must be all the Four Loko we've
it
had.
Is a Four Loko, as a matter of fact. This is fruit punch, ladies and gents.
Please don't drop it on the carpet. To call it the hazmat team.
Wow.
Another 12%er. Yeah. Fruit punch
Holy
blends
cow.
Together everyone's favorite fruit flavors for one incredibly delicious drink.
So we all probably drank, what, like half ounce, maybe an ounce of that?
And they and they even say, cheers to the stories in the making and the nights you'll never forget.
Or remember.
Dude, what happened
Or that you
last
want
night?
To forget, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's...
I can't imagine drinking 23 and a half ounces of that by myself. Not and living.
So bad.
So being fruit punch, it includes the watermelon.
It's got the watermelon. Yeah. It's probably got the grape.
Zero fruit juice, right?
But certified colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certified
right.
colors.
It's probably spelled fruit like F-R-O-O-T.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, just pass around. I mean, right. I don't think it matters. Right.
Yeah,
at
so
this
if
point.
You have like a close relative or cousin or, you know, that regularly drinks these beverages, I want to hear from you people. With photos would be preferable because I want to see who is the consumer that's going after, you know, these products, because I just can't see people choosing these.
I think Kendall struck on it pretty early on, like bachelorette parties, because Nashville, you know, we're kind of bachelorette party town.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is that you know, leader of the band. This is somebody that's walking in, and you just have a bunch of moo cows that are going, "Oh, sure, absolutely, Cindy, I want the you know, the water, the fruit punch for
that." Actually, smells kind of nice,
you know.
Yeah, I could see the bachelorette party, especially with these that come in flasks. Because they can put them in their boots.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have a flask, I'm going to kind of agree with Mike, which
watermelon
hurts
vodka.
Me. booze, right? Like, I actually put booze in a flask.
Peach?
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Yeah, this is getting closer to Mad Dog 2020.
Mm-hmm. That peach is just over the top.
This is that Del Monte syrup.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's totally exactly. Exactly.
That's what I got.
Somebody has poured the fruit juice out of a Del Monte can.
Yeah. And peach syrup.
It is there.
And put malt,
put a little
malt beverage in it. Yeah. That's totally it.
Now, obviously, we all saw the flask, so we know this is.
Actually, I like this. Liquor. Could I have some more?
You can have the whole rest of the bottle.
No.
Everybody pour your cup back into the bottle and give it to Reverend.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Add mine.
Put the top on it. Let them take it home.
All right. So what are we going to rate this? Say,
oh, I give it a three.
Let's go three. Yeah.
Feeling all our credibility shred.
I don't support this.
Okay. So this is Johnny Bootlegger Syndicate City Sour Peach, 12% ABV. The nectar of a juicy peach without the pit. Syndicate City Sour Peach is an assault on the taste buds. All that's missing is the fuzz, which, frankly, I could do without. Save yourself a trip to the Grove and chill with the peachy goodness.
I can't believe and you're reading this flavor. Marketing copy. This is just so bad.
You know, I could see, though,
it's
doing
so bad,
like
it's
a,
good.
Right? Like we used to make the Kool-Aid pops, you yeah. know, freeze it. And yeah. maybe it would be good as a popsicle.
It would freeze, you know.
Parts of it, yeah.
Jello shots.
No. Jello shots are way better than this.
This is, it's almost pleasant. Almost. But the problem I'm having with it is that it's not fizzy.
It's like hanging out with Mike. It's almost pleasant.
Almost. Yeah. It's, God, that artificialness, though. I mean, am I that bougie in my life now?
Yes.
That,
well, you are, but not because
I don't
of this.
I just want, is this one trip to Flavor Man? Is this like five trips to Flavor Man?
Yeah.
You know, then are you the one in the room going, you know what? That just hits the mark right there. That one right there.
Mike, how many of these would it take for you to do that TikTok Kool-Aid Man challenge?
Oh, man. I would have to have at least five or six cans before I'd even come close to doing the Kool-Aid Man challenge. Mm. Yeah,
I could just see Mike coming through a fence.
does this take anybody back to a bad experience with peach schnapps?
Yes.
Yeah. Booch is basically every experience I've ever had with peach schnapps.
I was actually a smart enough kid to avoid peach schnapps.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, I was always more of a Rumplemintz
so
man
sheltered.
Myself. That and Goldschlager.
What?
Oh, yeah. Definitely had some Goldschlager.
I can't believe you're not going to finish these, Kendall. This is just, you know.
I'm making a cuvee.
Really?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Why is everything gray now?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. You know what, though? The bootlegger reminds me of.
Oh, I know what this is.
I won't say how young I was at the time or how old I was at the time, but a mixing of Southern Comfort and orange drink from McDonald's.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Here we go. Whiz, dude.
Well, I mean, when you're at a party and there are some parents involved, you know, at the party as chaperones.
They were obviously not doing their job.
No, well, I mean, you somehow someone was able to spike the orange drink, and you know, it made the party that much more tolerable.
I don't know if I'm more disturbed by the Southern Comfort or the McDonald's orange drink.
I mean, to be fair, who was a brainiac that decided at like
so
a
teal
after event party to have orange drink at the you know?
Yeah, true.
Anyways.
Teal? Is that what color
okay,
this is?
We are, ladies and gents, we are finally at G. This is our last one of the day.
Wow.
And it is a very interesting
Mike
aqua?
Said it's teal.
I know exactly what it is.
Aqua? Bluish?
There's only
something?
One color like that on the face of the earth. That is Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Dude.
It is.
Wow. That is really sad. You know that.
Wow.
Hey, it's on
leave
tap.
It, leave
got
it to
on,
the,
they've got it on tap at every Taco Bell.
Leave it to the Master Cicerone.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's my. The only time I ever drink it. It's when I go to Taco Bell.
And how does this compare?
Oh, my God.
It's about the same. I wish it didn't have that fake sugar taste. It would be better if it was the original.
So it would be like Diet Baja Blast.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what's the point?
Again, aspartame, is the dominant sugar.
Hard Mountain Dew Baja Blast. There's no doubt.
Wow.
I just find it interesting that they only bumped this up to 5%.
That's why you have the tattoo.
Wow. Fan favorite and cult following.
Really?
5% ABV.
Wow.
It's four guys in North Nebraska going, woohoo!
Fourth meal.
We're feeling the dew.
Actually, I'm kind of liking this. This is my new best of flight.
Kendall's so proud, ladies.
I weirdly love Baja Blast because I think for a while the only place you could get it was at Taco Bell.
Yeah. What are we rating it?
Yeah. What are we rating it? Oh, oh, yeah. Mere mortals are going with three, but Kendall's going with four, so we're going to go four.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Wow. A very interesting flight and a very interesting episode. Kendall, thanks so much for being here today.
It was wonderful.
Please tell us about your blog.
And please come back.
Oh, I will. So most of you know my wife and I do a blog at beermakes3.com, but follow us this year as we visit every brewery in the state of Tennessee at bm3.beer. We've up to 40 breweries already.
Wow. Very cool. Yeah. Good old boy, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Hey, come back. Enjoy another exciting episode. Ish of I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Reverend Mark, thanks for being here.
So good here to be here with all this artificial sweetener.
Good old boy Dave.
My teeth hurt and my stomach.
Yeah. This is good old gal Juliana. Thanks so much. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle, @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a one-tan hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.